Hi, Dirk.
Hey, Liam. How you doing?
Okay, so first, can you remind us what Brian Boquist said that was so controversial?
Yeah, these were comments Boquist made on June 19th. That was one day before Republicans were about to stage a walkout over a climate change bill here. And the first thing he said took place on the Senate floor. He told Senate President Peter Courtney at that time that if Courtney sent out state troopers after him, that, quote, hell is coming to visit you personally. Later that day, Boquist told a TV reporter that he talked to that he'd spoken with the state police superintendent, and this is what he said.
This is what I told the superintendent. Send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple.
So clearly some dramatic comments there that have created a lot of issues here. I mean, they led some employees in the Capitol to say they felt unsafe. They also prompted one senator, Sarah Gelser, to refuse to appear on the Senate floor with Boquist.
Now, the legislature just adjourned and won't be back in Salem till September at the earliest. So why are we having this hearing now?
Right. So the legislature has a special outside attorney it pays to look into complaints about harassment in the workplace. And after Boquist made these comments, that attorney began getting reports from a number of people saying they felt unsafe. You know, some people said they weren't sure what Boquist was capable of if he was making these threats. Some noted that Boquist does carry a gun, though he says he rarely carries it on the floor. And so in light of these concerns, there was some thought that the legislature needed to make sure it was offering a safe workplace and that that should happen sooner than later.
Those comments led to the Senate Special Committee on Conduct. What options did the committee have?
If there is a full investigation into Boquist's conduct, this committee can recommend that he be censured or reprimanded or even expelled. But we don't know if it's going to get to that point. What the senators were trying to do today is take steps that just made sure that they were doing everything they could to make the Capitol feel safe for folks.
Senators had different viewpoints on how Senator Boquist's remarks should be taken. What were the various viewpoints? What were they talking about?
Yeah, let's first note that the Conduct Committee is just four members, two Democrats and two Republicans. And today there was a pretty stark divide over whether Boquist's comments were actually credible threats, as the outside attorney had found. Democrats on the committee wanted a finding that those remarks were credible threats, but Republicans made clear they would not vote for any such finding. They said it was too early to determine whether or not Boquist had meant to threaten anybody. They noted he had not actually been interviewed to date as part of the investigation. So what wound up happening was this compromise. They did wind up requiring that he give 12 hours notice in writing before entering the Capitol, and extra police will be on hand if he does.
Now, this is interesting to me because the comments that Senator Boquist made were on their face threats of physical violence. He may not have meant them literally, and he claims it's political speech.
Right.
What do his Republican colleagues say about that defense?
Yeah, you know, Republicans have not come out strongly at all against those comments. They have noted that they were distasteful. Senator Alan Olson, who's a member of this conduct committee, today called them probably not appropriate, but he also said, you know, quote, other people have made statements that were similar, if not more egregious than these. He didn't specify what he was talking about. I should note that Republicans have taken issue with a comment made by a Democratic senator named Ginny Burdick, who, when they walked out a couple weeks back, likened them to terrorists who were hijacking the political process. They have raised a lot of concerns about that.
Now, when was the last time this kind of issue came before the legislature?
I mean, I'm not sure that something exactly like this has ever happened, including some of these requirements set forth by the Conduct Committee today. Part of the difficulty here is that senators, you know, representatives have a lot of leeway to represent their constituents, and the formal process for disciplining them is fairly involved. What happened today is not technically discipline, and I think it might raise questions about just how much power these conduct committees have to enforce these new rules they've created.
Very interesting. All right. Thank you, Dirk.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That's JPR Capital correspondent Dirk Vanderhart talking to us about the latest goings-on in the state capitol in Salem.